This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Today was a good day. A collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, MD, is a great collection of resources written by a neurosurgeon to help manage the daily stresses that get to everyone, but especially to those who work in high-pressure workplaces. Everyone wants to be able to look back on their day and say that it was a good one, but many people struggle with that because of the stress that is connected to their day. The day may even have been a good one, but you can't recognize it because of how you feel. Dr. Benzel dives into strategies that will help people work through these difficult days and difficult feelings. How to improve your well-being and find significance in everyday life on This Week in America. That's next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. We all want to have a good day. Today was a good day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, MD, provides strategies for achieving just that. Featuring many topics that pertain to how neurosurgeons interact with others and how each of us can use introspection to modify how we are using tools and strategies such as empathy, respect, stress management, and much more. How to live a better life and much more fulfilled with what we've accomplished. Dr. Benzel is a human being who happens to be a neurosurgeon. He's past chairman of neurosurgery and currently the emeritus chair of neurosurgery at Cleveland Clinic, the editor-in-chief of World Neurology. That's an international journal which provides him a window with the audience to the world. Through his book, Today Was a Good Day, he's able to provide his monthly lessons to neurosurgeons and non-neurosurgeons alike. And Dr. Edward Benzel is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am really looking forward to this conversation. This is an excellent book, a job well done, rave reviews, not only in the U.S., but all across the world as well. You took a couple of seconds to talk about the book. Give a little description of it. How would you describe the book in your terms? How would you talk about Today Was a Good Day?
Well, I'd describe it as a collection of essays that cover topics that are very much interest to every human being. For example, the first essay is on empathy, and I basically dissect empathy and how we can become more empathic if we simply work at it.
You know, that's fascinating, and that is essay number one in the book. I just read a couple of weeks ago that in Denmark, empathy is taught in grade school. It's a mandatory class for the kids. Is empathy something we all need to work on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I first of all, the person who learned the most from this book is me. It caused me to, like you say, introspect.
Yes.
And look at myself, you know, do as you say, so to speak. And so, yeah, I really do believe that we need to cover these things for every human being. And I know in my own domain, neurosurgery, the residents or the trainees get training on how to do the surgery, but not an ounce of training on how to communicate effectively with patients.
I was going to ask you about that, if that was part of the training in medicine. It's not in most real-life applications, not in medicine either. That's interesting. How did that evolve for you? Was that a learning process, this this maturity that you had in dealing with empathy?
Well, first of all, I do believe by my own assessment, with a lot of bias, obviously, that I'm a fairly effective communicator. And I see those around me who don't appear to be. And simply putting these things on paper and people reading them may cause them to be, like you said, a better version of themselves, a better, better and more effective communicators. As a matter of fact, one of the trainees in neurosurgery at the Cleveland Clinic and I are working on a curriculum of this nature for the residents. So we're beginning to embark on this. Like they say, it's better late than never.
Well, our guest on the program is Dr. Edward Benzel. That's Benzel. If you're Googling, his website, very simple, edbenzel.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you directly to his website, the book. Today Was a Good Day, a collective of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon. Let's talk about how this book began. You're obviously taking mental notes as you go along with some of these that became topics of essays. When did you realize, I really need to write a book? This is my best way to express this to other people, not only in neurosurgery, but in real life as well.
Well, first of all, I got to give credit to at least two other people. Number one, my wife. And number two, Tom Moraz, who is an orthopedic surgeon colleague of mine, who sees what I do from a neurosurgical perspective and tells me, you've got to write about this. And at the same time, I was the editor-in-chief of World Neurosurgery, and every month I wrote a letter that pertained initially to housekeeping issues, but then turned into individual topics, like you said, empathy, leadership, et cetera. And so I was able to expound on each of these topics. And then at some point I said, I really would like to have the copyright to this and have the ability to publish a book. And I got that permission from the publisher of the World Neurosurgery Journal.
And the result is this book, Today Was a Good Day. You'll find it, of course, wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Dr. Benzel's website, edbenzel.com. Book published by urlinkpublishing.com. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores, all of the usual places. A direct link to the doctor's website at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about how it's laid off. If people would think, laid out, people may think, okay, it's a doctor. I wonder if I'm going to be able to understand. You have this way of breaking it down, very understandable for all of us. You don't spend a whole lot of time with a lot of extra words in each chapter. You get right to the point. It's very succinct. It's very meaningful. It's all actionable. Talk about it. Each essay is freestanding. How did you develop the format for this? Because it's very well written and very easy to understand.
Well, as I pointed out, these were monthly newsletters initially.
Yes.
And they were written to neurosurgeons because that's who is reading the journal. But it wasn't too difficult to sanitize, if you will, each one of them and make it applicable to all human beings, because the message isn't just to neurosurgeons. It's to anybody who cares about becoming better and a better communicator and a more effective participant in society.
What this book is published now, and you've got the essays in there. I would almost think this is an ongoing practice for you, that you see things, maybe refining, going back and doing some editing in thoughts you had before on particular topics, or coming up with new topics, new essays. Is this sort of an ongoing practice for you?
Yeah, it is. I thought I'd run out of ideas, but as it turns out, there are an infinite number of ideas. Just keep your eyes and ears open, so to speak, and new topics just pop into my head. And when they do, I write it down and then develop it later. And again, I've been writing at Full World Neurosurgery for almost 10 years, I have written another 30 or so have not yet been published in World Neurosurgery. And so I'm at some point going to be looking to doing another edition or some other rendition of this book. That is assuming this book sells well.
Well, it should, and we will do what we can. I'm so impressed with the book. Today was a good day. Dr. Edward Benzel, B-E-N-Z-E-L, the author, and our guest on the program today, and a neurosurgeon written for neurosurgeons, but for everybody. When you look down through the topics, there are issues that all of us deal with. It's interesting. I think number two in the book is stress and stress recovery. If we're talking about somebody that deals with stress, not only on a daily basis, but you have throughout your life, medical school, residency, paying back student loans, your practice. How difficult was it for you to learn to keep stress under control, to do stress recovery?
Well, stress is necessary. For a long-distance runner, stress is important to increase mileage and speed. But if that's all the runner does and never allows him or herself to recover, then he or she will be a failure. So as much as it's important to expose yourself to increasing amounts of stress, it is equally, if not more important, to bring into the equation stress recovery. And so weekends off, sleeping in occasionally, vacations, no matter how short, are critical to existing and doing well in a stressful environment. And, you know, neurosurgeons aren't the only people who have stressful environments. Most people do to one degree or another. Recovering from that stress is very important. And those who don't often succumb to the ravages of stress.
That is one of many chapters in the book. The book is Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, MD. Let's talk about your favorites, maybe. There's so many different topics here. Are there any particular essays that you really feel these are very important? These are essays, if I could talk to people one-on-one, this is the message that I would be relaying to them.
So, you know, my favorite essay is the first essay in the book on empathy, because I think it's a foundational, empathy is a foundational attribute. Basically it emphasizes caring, which I think everybody does, but that's only half of empathy. Empathy involves the expression of the fact that you care. Let people know that you care about them, then you will be tagged as an empathic person and you will reap the rewards accordingly. Now, as far as the book, the essay that taught me the most was the Hello, How Are You essay. My wife and I were on mini vacation in Niagara by the lake in Canada and walked by a coffee shop that said coffee, $5. Coffee with a hello, $2. Coffee with a hello, how are you, $1. And I said to myself, how beautiful is that? So, not just saying hello to somebody or just getting your coffee and walking off, but actually being genuinely interested in how they are. And then, of course, the last part of that is listening.
Yes.
And hearing what they say. And so I apply that now routinely in my interactions with people.
You know, it's interesting, in your profession, a medical person, a surgeon for all of us, how important is listening? Is that something that's often overlooked? And how crucial is that for you to listen to a patient? They may not even be realizing they're telling you much of anything, but it's information that you will use as you're caring for that person.
Oh, it's very important, you know, in this hello, how are you
yes.
Scenario I just discussed. Listening is the important part because we often don't hear the person to whom we're speaking say how they are. We may be worried about how we look or how they're presenting or whatever, but simply the listening, the art of listening is a very, very, very critical tool that we need to use frequently.
One of the essays, interesting, and I wanted to talk about a couple in particular here, Mismatched Expectations. Talk about the role of expectations and how we place expectations on ourselves, sometimes unsuccessfully.
Well, in neurosurgery, I may have a vision of the outcome of a patient, and the patient may be expecting a complete cure when a complete cure isn't attainable. And so with that example, it is critical that the surgeon and the patient's family have a common understanding of what the expectations are. And this is simply so in life, too. If we're negotiating or discussing even with our spouse and we don't have the same goal, somebody's going to be disappointed. So striving to have matched expectations, not mismatched expectations, is critical for meandering through the abyss for all of us.
You know, it's interesting in reading the reviews, so many people say this is definitely a nightstand book. This is a book, and one reader said, I take it, I read a chapter a day, and then I think about it. What's the best way would you recommend to use this book? Because you can sit and go through three or four, or you can take one and really do that self-introspection that we talked about and sort of position yourself with that essay and how you fit with the topic that's discussed.
Well, from my perspective as the author, I took them one at a time.
Yes.
And I can't tell people what is best for them. Everybody's an individual. But there are 56 essays here. That's, if you read one a night, that's a little over 2 months. And I honestly think it's better to chew off a little bit and think about it. And then go to the next bite.
More with Edward Benzel, MD, author of Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now back to This Week in America and Edward Benzel, M.D., author of Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the heart of a neurosurgeon. In fact, let's talk about that title for a second. What defines a good day, and do most of us have such high expectations for a good day? We may have a good day, but we really don't realize it.
Well, I have an illustration for you. There's one in the book, and there's one on the front cover.
Yep.
That person is going home, and he's clicking his heels. I feel like I had a good day. I feel energized. And for a neurosurgeon, it could be as a result of delivering bad news to somebody, say somebody who has cancer. But if I did it in an effective way and the person grew and understood the process and thanked me, that causes me to click my heels. I did a good job. And the same thing for anybody. If you have empathic moments and you help other people through what you've learned by reading this book, then you're going to have a good day. And at the end of the day, you say it was indeed a good day.
One topic that we all strive to handle is this work-life balance. You're recognized as an advanced peer coach for professional staff seeking career and life-work balance enhancement. Talk about that. How difficult is that to achieve life-work balance? And I'll ask, in your particular case, how you sort of separate the two. You were dealing in life-and-death situations. It may be a Sunday night, and Monday you've got a very difficult surgery you're facing. How do you separate all of that? Or is it a work in progress for you?
For me, and I think everybody has a different approach. First of all, for nearly a half a century, and I've just recently retired from clinical care in neurosurgery, for nearly a half a century, I sacrificed my time with my family at the expense of patient care. But the kids knew predominantly because my wife is such a wonderful partner in this affair, that this is what Daddy has to do and to help other people. And so at times I put other people in front of my family, but they knew. We talked about it. So I think, again, communication and this time internally within my family is critical in dealing with such stressful situations.
One of the topics, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish that thought, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. In fact, one of my sons at a meeting in my honor said, he said to the group, I always knew that he might not be there, but he was always there when he could be. And it just, brought tears to my eyes.
Yes. The book is such a fascinating read. You can take each individual essay, spend some time with it, see how you fit into the topic. The book available wherever books are sold. Today was a good day, a collection of essays from The Heart of a Neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, M.D., B-E-N-Z-E-L. His website is edbenzel.com. You can order the book there, get more information as well. Book, of course, available wherever books are sold. Let's talk about something we all, especially us older people, deal with. The Good Old Days is an essay you have in there. Talk about that and maybe the reluctance on some of us to leave go of some of the aspects of the good old days.
You know, there's a song, there's lyrics in a song, the good old days weren't as good as they seemed.
Yes.
And we need to focus on today and not reminisce about the good old days, no matter how nostalgic we may be. Because if we lose focus on what's ahead of us, by focusing on what we've already passed, then the good old days may not ever appear again. And so focus on the future, focus on the present, and try to make the present and future the good old days.
And you deal with the future in that you are teaching. And let's talk about that. In reading background, you're recognized internationally as an excellent teacher at the forefront of teaching techniques. You have a topic, an essay in the book, To Teach is to Give. Talk about that, how important that is, and what you're seeing with the new wave of medical professionals.
So I'm among other things, I'm the editor of the journal. And when somebody writes a paper that is published in the journal, they're teaching. And teaching is a very noble art. And we should all consider ourselves teachers. I do. I consider myself foremost a teacher when it comes to neurosurgery, a teacher of neurosurgery. And so I feel, honestly, like when I teach, I am giving. And to teach is to give. I mean, it's just that simple.
The book is Today Was a Good Day, a collection of essays from the Heart of a Neurosurgeon by Edward Benzel, B-E-N-Z-E-L. His website is edbenzel.com. Book published by urlinkpublishing.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. Just ask for it. Our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will have a link there. You go directly to Dr. Benzel's website, find out information on the book, and buy it as well. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. So much to talk about. Great information, self-help for all of us in your book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
All this information and more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.